proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program about Jewish customs. We continue our study on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Rosh Hashanah is also called the Feast of Trumpets. During the synagogue services, someone will sound a trumpet known as a shofar. A shofar consists of a ram's horn. During the synagogue services, that shofar will sound 100 different times. 4 different notes are discernible. A single long tone, known as tekiah in Hebrew. 3 short tones rising in pitch, known as shavarim. A series of brief staccato notes, called teruah. And a final lengthy shofar blast, called the tekiah gadola. The Old Testament contains several instances where the Israelites reacted to the noise of trumpets. When they had camped at Mount Sinai, as recorded in Exodus chapter 19, they heard a loud trumpet blast. According to Joel chapter 2, a trumpet sounded whenever the Jews gathered for a solemn assembly. In the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel, God told that prophet that, when a watchman on the wall saw armed men coming, he was to, quote, blow the trumpet and warn the people, unquote. Each of those occasions suggested that, whenever a Jew heard a trumpet, God expected his prompt attention. According to the Talmud, God wanted his people to recite in his presence verses pertaining to sovereignty, remembrance, and the sounds of the shofar, or trumpet. Verses about sovereignty would remind the Jews that they ought to obey God as their king. God intended passages regarding remembrance to prompt the Jewish people to remember him, and the blast of the shofar would enable them to do that, albeit more effectively. The 12th century philosopher Maimonides wrote that the commandment to sound the shofar was designed to awaken the unrepentant. This assessment acknowledged an important Bible doctrine. Before any atonement for sin can be made, there has to be first repentance for sin. God wants his people to reflect upon their behavior, as he reminded the Jews in the first chapter of Haggai's book. In the 18th chapter of Ezekiel, God told the Jewish nation, quote, repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin, unquote. God's attribute of mercy prompts him to take delight in repentance. As Micah wrote in the 7th chapter of his prophecy, who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? In Lamentations chapter 3, the prophet Jeremiah provided the appropriate response to God's invitation for repentance. Quote, let us search and try our ways, and turn again to the Lord, unquote. The trumpets of Rosh Hashanah remind believers about the coming rapture. In the 4th chapter of 1 Thessalonians, Paul told his readers that a day approached when, quote, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, unquote. Those events will alert believers to attend a solemn assembly, one up in heaven, when they'll be with their Lord forevermore. The trumpets of the Jewish New Year should also serve as a warning to believers. The devil lays in wait to ensnare them. And, as Peter exhorted in the 5th chapter of his first epistles, believers need to remain sober and vigilant. That is to say, heed the alerts put out by their spiritual leaders. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast relating to Jewish customs.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.